Thank you for being a valued supporter of the 10X Podcast Group. Your dedication means the world to us. Today, we bring you a gripping tale titled The Inheritance Game. Your continued support and subscription fuel our passion for storytelling, and we deeply appreciate every moment you spend with us. So, without further ado, let's dive into today's compelling narrative. Chapter 1, The Summons. The Armitage Mansion stood as a testament to excess, its gothic spires piercing the overcast sky like silent sentinels. It was a house that had seen countless opulent parties, cutthroat business deals, and whispered scandals, but today it bore the weight of something far more somber: the reading of Reginald Armitage's will. Reginald, the patriarch of the Armitage dynasty, was a self-made billionaire who had clawed his way from the gutter to build a global empire. In life, he was as feared as he was admired, a man who demanded perfection from everyone around him and punished failure mercilessly. In death, he left behind an estranged family fractured by jealousy, resentment, and secrets. 6 invitations were sent, each meticulously hand-delivered by a uniformed courier. The recipients were Reginald's closest living relatives, if proximity could be measured by blood rather than bonds. Each card bore the same simple message: you are hereby invited to the reading of Reginald Armitage's last will and testament. Attendance is mandatory for the consideration of inheritance. Arrive at Armitage Manor at noon on the 12th of December. Victoria Armitage adjusted her pearl necklace as she stepped out of her chauffeur-driven car. The eldest of Reginald's 3 children, she was a vision of elegance and control. Yet beneath her polished exterior, she seethed with ambition. She had spent decades trying to prove she was the rightful heir to her father's empire, and today, she intended to claim what was hers. Her younger brother, Oliver, arrived next, his sharp suit offset by a scowl that seemed permanently etched onto his face. Oliver was the rebellious one, always at odds with Reginald's authoritarian ways. While Victoria played the perfect daughter, Oliver had been the black sheep, and he wore that badge with pride. The others arrived in quick succession. Edward, the alcoholic uncle who had squandered his wealth on bad investments and worse habits; Rachel, Reginald's stepdaughter from his second marriage, whose connection to the family was as tenuous as her place in. Then came Amelia, the youngest of the group, barely out of her 20s and the product of a scandalous affair Reginald had with a young artist. She had grown up on the fringes of the Armitage family, tolerated but never fully accepted. Her invitation had surprised her, but curiosity, and perhaps hope, compelled her to attend. Finally, Frederick, the disowned nephew, arrived. Once a rising star in the family business, Frederick had been cast out years ago for embezzlement. The bitterness of his disgrace lingered in every glance he cast at the house, though he masked it with a sly grin. The 6 of them gathered in the grand foyer, their footsteps echoing against the polished marble floors. The mansion, draped in shadows despite the mid-afternoon light, seemed to watch them with unseen eyes. It was a place of history and secrets, every room steeped in the legacy of Reginald's ruthless climb to power. "Welcome," said Mr. Hawthorne, the family's longtime lawyer, as he entered the room. He was an older man with a stern expression and a voice that carried the weight of authority. In his hands, he held a thick envelope sealed with red wax. "Before we proceed," he began, "I must inform you that Mr. Armitage's will is unconventional. It was his wish that all parties be present before its terms could be disclosed. As you are all here, we may begin." He led them into the study, a cavernous room dominated by dark wood and the scent of leather-bound books. They took their seats around a massive mahogany table, each of them radiating varying degrees of impatience, suspicion, and anticipation. Hawthorne placed the envelope on the table and broke the seal with deliberate care. He unfolded the document inside and began to read. "To my heirs," Hawthorne intoned, his voice steady, "and to those who bear my name, whether by birth, marriage, or scandal, I leave my entire fortune." A murmur rippled through the room, but Hawthorne held up a hand to silence them. "However," he continued, "this inheritance will not be divided equally. In fact, it will not be divided at all. The entirety of my estate, valued at $2.8 billion, will go to one individual, the one who proves themselves worthy." The room erupted into chaos. Accusations flew, questions were shouted, and chairs scraped against the floor as everyone spoke at once. Hawthorne waited, unflinching, until the noise died down. "What does that mean?" Victoria demanded, her composure slipping for the first time. "Worthy how?" Hawthorne adjusted his glasses. Mr. Armitage outlined a specific condition. To claim the inheritance, you must convince all other claimants to relinquish their right to it. You may use any means at your disposal, provided they remain within the bounds of the law. The last person standing will inherit everything. A stunned silence fell over the room. "This is madness," Oliver muttered, but there was a gleam in his eye that suggested otherwise. "You have 3 weeks," Hawthorne said, his tone final. "During this time, you will remain here at Armitage Manor. You may leave at your own discretion, but doing so will forfeit your claim." He folded the will and set it aside. "Good luck." As the lawyer left the room, the air grew thick with unspoken tension. 6 pairs of eyes darted around the table, sizing each other up. The game had begun, and no one intended to lose. But in a family built on betrayal, manipulation, and ambition, the question wasn't just who would win. It was how far they were willing to go. Chapter 2, The First Move. The study descended into a tense silence, punctuated only by the faint creak of leather as Rachel shifted in her chair. No one moved to leave. No one spoke. For now, their thoughts churned behind carefully maintained facades, each trying to calculate their opening move. Victoria broke the silence first. Her voice was crisp, commanding, a tone honed from years of managing high-stakes boardrooms. "This is absurd," she said, her gaze sweeping the room like a searchlight. "We're not characters in one of Father's corporate games. We're family. If we act like it, we can find a way to resolve this amicably." Oliver snorted, leaning back in his chair with a smirk. "Amicably? Sure, Victoria. Let's all hold hands and sing kumbaya while we decide who gets to be a billionaire. Get real." Frederick chuckled, his grin laced with sarcasm. "Well, I'm certainly enjoying the show already. Please, don't let me stop the drama." Victoria's jaw tightened, but she refused to be baited. Instead, she turned to Amelia, who sat quietly, her hands folded in her lap. "Amelia, you're young. You don't need this kind of pressure. Surely, you can see how overwhelming it would be to manage Father's legacy." Amelia blinked, surprised to be addressed directly. She hesitated, glancing nervously at the others. I don't know. I'm not sure what I'll do yet." "You don't need to decide now," Victoria said smoothly, her voice softening. "But just think about it. Let the rest of us handle the responsibility." Oliver leaned forward, resting his elbows on the table. "Classic Victoria. Always the martyr. Let me guess, you're only doing this for the good of the family, right?" Victoria ignored him, but her fingers clenched the arm of her chair. "I'll tell you what," Oliver continued, his grin widening. "I'll drop my claim if you admit, right here and now, that you're terrified you won't win. Because you know Dad never trusted you to take over." The room grew colder, the weight of Oliver's words settling over everyone. Victoria's mask slipped for just a moment, her eyes narrowing dangerously. "I don't have to justify myself to you," she said, her tone razor sharp. "Father chose me to run the company for a reason. He trusted me to make hard decisions, unlike you, who ran away from every challenge you ever faced." The smirk disappeared from Oliver's face. His jaw tightened, and for a moment, it seemed he might lash out. But then he leaned back again, forcing a laugh. "This is going to be fun," he said. "Fun? Is that what you call this?" Rachel's voice was low but sharp, cutting through the tension. She sat with her arms crossed, her expression unreadable. "You people are unbelievable. A man dies, and all you care about is who gets his money." "Oh, spare us the moral high ground, Rachel," Frederick drawled, swirling the drink he'd poured himself as soon as the lawyer left. "You're here, same as the rest of us. Don't pretend you're above it." Rachel's lips pressed into a thin line, but she didn't respond. Instead, she stood and walked toward the window, her back to the group. The storm clouds outside mirrored the storm brewing inside the room. Amelia shifted uncomfortably, feeling the weight of the tension. She was used to being overlooked, the illegitimate daughter who had never quite fit in. But now, all eyes seemed to find her, weighing her every move. Edward, silent until now, finally spoke, his voice slurred but loud enough to draw attention. "This is a setup," he muttered, gesturing vaguely at the table. "Reginald was a bastard in life, and now he's a bastard in death too. He's probably laughing at us from hell." Victoria shot him a glare. "You're drunk. Maybe you should." "Maybe you should shut up, Victoria," Edward snapped, his hand trembling as he pointed a finger at her. "You always thought you were better than the rest of us. But you're just as greedy and ruthless as he was. Don't think for a second you'll walk away with all of it." Victoria started to respond, but Oliver interrupted, laughing. "Wow, Uncle Edward's finally showing some backbone. Didn't think I'd see the day. The argument spiraled, voices overlapping as accusations and insults filled the air. Amelia shrank back, her head spinning. She wanted to scream, to tell them all to stop, but the words caught in her throat. In the chaos, Frederick quietly slipped out of the room. No one noticed his departure, too consumed by their own bickering. He made his way down the dimly lit corridor, his footsteps muffled by the plush carpet. His mind raced as he considered his next move. He had no intention of playing fair. After all, he had nothing to lose. "Let the rest of them squabble," he muttered to himself. "This game is mine to win." Back in the study, the shouting subsided, leaving an uneasy silence. Victoria, Oliver, Edward, Rachel, and Amelia exchanged wary glances, each wondering what the others were planning. They had 3 weeks to outmaneuver one another. The stakes were clear, and the game had truly begun. In the Armitage family, manipulation wasn't just a strategy, it was a way of life. Chapter 3: Shadows of the Past. Night settled over Armitage Manor like a suffocating blanket, the grand estate illuminated only by faint moonlight and the flickering glow of vintage sconces. The family had scattered after the explosive reading of the will, each retreating to their assigned rooms to strategize, or scheme. But the game was far from dormant. Amelia couldn't sleep. She paced the length of her room, her thoughts tangled. The luxurious four-poster bed, with its velvet drapes and ornate carvings, felt more like a cage than a comfort. Why had she even been invited? Unlike the others, she had no claim to the family's legacy. Her connection to Reginald was tenuous at best, a stain on his otherwise carefully curated life. Yet, something about the way Hawthorne read the will made her feel as if she were part of some grand design, a piece on Reginald's twisted chessboard. Determined to make sense of her role in the inheritance game, Amelia ventured into the halls. The mansion was eerily quiet, the only sound the soft creak of wooden floorboards beneath her slippers. She found herself drawn to the library, its heavy doors slightly ajar. Inside, the room was a study in shadows and secrets. Floor-to-ceiling shelves housed hundreds of books, their spines worn with age. A single desk lamp cast a pool of light over an open ledger. Amelia hesitated, her curiosity warring with her sense of propriety. But the game had no room for rules, she reminded herself, and she stepped closer. The ledger was filled with meticulous notes, numbers, and dates, all in Reginald's handwriting. Amelia's brow furrowed as she flipped through the pages. These weren't business records, they were personal observations. Each entry detailed interactions with family members. Victoria's cold efficiency, Oliver's defiance, Frederick's greed. Even Amelia's name appeared, accompanied by a single cryptic line. Potential unknown. Watch closely. Meanwhile, Victoria sat at the small desk in her room, penning letters. She planned to use every ounce of her influence to secure allies or eliminate threats. Her first targets were Rachel and Edward. The former had little claim to the fortune, and Victoria was confident she could outmaneuver her. Edward, however, was a loose cannon, his unpredictability making him dangerous. As she sealed the first envelope, there was a knock at her door. She sighed, irritated at the interruption, and crossed the room to open it. To her surprise, Oliver leaned casually against the doorframe, a smug grin on his face. "What do you want?" Victoria asked, her tone clipped. "Just a chat," Oliver said, pushing past her into the room. He scanned her desk, his grin widening when he spotted the letters. "Already making moves, I see." Classic Victoria. She closed the door and crossed her arms. "Get to the point." Oliver perched on the edge of her bed, feigning nonchalance. "Here's the thing. We both know Frederick's a snake, Rachel's a wild card, and Amelia's too green to last. That leaves you, me and Edward. But let's be honest. Edward's more likely to drink himself into a stupor than win this game." "So?" Victoria raised an eyebrow. "So let's make a deal," Oliver said, his tone turning serious. "We work together. Divide and conquer. Once it's down to the two of us, we settle things like adults." Victoria studied him, her sharp mind calculating the risks and rewards. She didn't trust Oliver, but his assessment of the others was accurate. An alliance, even a temporary one, could be advantageous. "Fine," she said finally. "But if you cross me..." "Save the threats," Oliver interrupted, smirking. "I know how you play, Vic. And I've got my eye on you too." Across the hall, Rachel sat alone in her room, staring at a photograph of Reginald and her mother. She hadn't wanted to come to the manor. The Armitages had always treated her as an outsider, a mere accessory to her mother's failed marriage. But now, she had a chance to prove herself and to take what she believed she deserved. Her thoughts were interrupted by a soft knock. Rachel opened the door to find Frederick standing there, his boyish grin masking the cunning glint in his eyes. "Care for some company?" he asked. Rachel frowned. "What do you want, Frederick?" He held up his hands in mock surrender. "Relax, I'm not here to cause trouble. I just thought we could talk. Maybe compare notes." Rachel hesitated. Frederick had always been slippery, but he also had a way of uncovering secrets others missed. She stepped aside, letting him in. By morning, the stage was set. Amelia had uncovered hints of a deeper mystery. Victoria and Oliver had forged a tenuous alliance. Rachel and Frederick were quietly scheming. And Edward, well, Edward nursed a hangover, muttering curses at Reginald under his breath. But beneath the surface, cracks were forming. Secrets whispered to the mansion's walls, and betrayals brewed in the dark. The inheritance game was no longer about wealth. It was a battle for survival. Chapter 4: The Puppet Master Emerges. The morning brought a chill that seeped into the manor's stone walls, but the icy atmosphere in the dining room had nothing to do with the weather. The family sat around the massive oak table, silently picking at an extravagant breakfast spread. Conversation was scarce. Every glance was a calculated move, every word a potential weapon. Victoria broke the silence, setting her cup down with a deliberate clink. "Since we're all here, perhaps we should discuss our plans moving forward. It would be more productive than skulking around the house like thieves." Oliver smirked, dabbing his mouth with a napkin. "That's rich coming from you, Victoria. But sure, let's talk plans. Who's ready to hand over their claim? No takers?" "Thought so." Rachel rolled her eyes and returned her attention to her plate. Frederick, however, leaned back in his chair, grinning like a fox in a henhouse. "You know," he began, his voice dripping with mockery, "if Reginald wanted us to play nice, he would have divided the inheritance equally. Instead, he set the stage for a bloodbath. Makes you wonder if he didn't have a favorite after all." All eyes turned to him, varying degrees of suspicion and curiosity flickering across their faces. "What are you implying, Frederick?" Victoria asked, her tone sharp. Frederick shrugged, his grin widening. "Just that maybe someone here knew this game was coming. Maybe they had a little advance notice." The room erupted into a chorus of denials and accusations. Edward slammed his fist on the table, his face flushed with anger. "Are you saying one of us rigged this? That's absurd." Frederick raised his hands in mock surrender. "Relax, Uncle Ed. I'm just speculating. But it's interesting, isn't it? The way some people seem a little too comfortable with all this." His gaze lingered on Victoria, who met his eyes without flinching. "If you're trying to suggest something, Frederick, I suggest you say it outright. Otherwise, keep your baseless accusations to yourself." The tension persisted as the family dispersed after breakfast. Amelia lingered in the library, her discovery from the previous night weighing heavily on her mind. The ledger hinted at a deeper layer to the game, a reason why Reginald had chosen this cruel method to distribute his wealth. But she wasn't sure who she could trust with the information. As she pondered her next move, Rachel entered, her expression guarded. "You've been quiet, Amelia," she said, her voice neutral. "What's on your mind?" Amelia hesitated, her instincts screaming to stay silent. But Rachel's tone held no malice, only curiosity. Against her better judgment, Amelia decided to test the waters. "I found something last night," she admitted. "In one of Father's journals. It's like he was studying us. Watching our every move." Rachel's brow furrowed. "What do you mean?" Amelia pulled the ledger from its hiding place and handed it to Rachel. "Look at this. He wrote about all of us, our strengths, our weaknesses, even our mistakes. It's like he knew exactly how this would play out." Rachel flipped through the pages, her expression darkening with each entry. "This doesn't make sense. Why would he do this? What was he trying to prove?" "I don't know," Amelia said softly. "But I think there's more to the will than we're being told." Elsewhere in the mansion, Victoria and Oliver met in secret, their uneasy alliance already showing cracks. "Frederick's trying to stir the pot," Oliver said, pacing the room. "He's planting seeds of doubt, making everyone paranoid. We need to shut him down before he turns the others against us." Victoria sighed, pinching the bridge of her nose. "Frederick's a problem, but he's not the only one. Rachel's quiet, but she's dangerous. And Amelia, she's hiding something. She knows more than she's letting on." Oliver stopped pacing, his eyes narrowing. "You think the kid's got an angle?" "I think she's smarter than she looks," Victoria said. "And that makes her a threat." Oliver smirked. then maybe it's time we remind her who she's dealing with. In the shadows of the mansion, Frederick was already putting his plan into action. While the others were distracted with alliances and accusations, he combed through Reginald's study, searching for leverage. His fingers skimmed over the rows of books until he found a hidden compartment behind the desk. Inside was a stack of letters, each addressed to a different family member. Frederick's grin returned as he read the first one, addressed to Victoria. It was a bombshell, proof of a decision Reginald had made that Victoria would do anything to keep hidden. "Well, well," Frederick murmured, tucking the letters into his coat. "This is going to be fun." As night fell once again, the players in Reginald's twisted game began to reveal their true natures. Secrets were unearthed, alliances were forged and broken, and the lines between predator and prey blurred. In the Armitage family, manipulation was an art, and the game had only just begun. Chapter 5, Betrayal Unveiled. The next morning, the air in the mansion was heavy with unspoken tension. The family gathered in the drawing room after breakfast, their interactions terse, each eyeing the others with suspicion. It wasn't long before the first strike was made. Frederick, ever the opportunist, decided it was time to deploy the weapon he had uncovered the previous night. He stood, clearing his throat to command attention. "I've been thinking about how Reginald set this whole thing up," he began, his voice calm but laced with menace. "And I realized something interesting. While we're all busy pointing fingers, some of us have far more to lose than others." Victoria arched an eyebrow, her posture rigid. "If you have something to say, Frederick, I suggest you get to the point." Frederick smirked and pulled a folded piece of paper from his pocket. "I wasn't planning on sharing this so soon, but since you insist, I found a letter from dear old Reginald. It's addressed to you, Victoria." The room went silent as Frederick unfolded the paper and began to read aloud. "Asterisk to my daughter Victoria. You have always been my most ambitious child, but ambition unchecked is a dangerous thing. I trusted you once, and you betrayed that trust. Do you remember the deal you made with Blackthorn Industries? The one that nearly cost us our company? I kept your secret then, but only to protect the family. If you're reading this, you'll understand why I can no longer protect you now." Asterisk. The impact of the revelation hit like a thunderclap. Victoria's carefully composed mask cracked, her eyes flashing with fury. "You went through my father's private things," she hissed, her voice low and venomous. Frederick shrugged, his grin widening. "It's not private if it's left for us to find. I'm just making sure we all start this game on equal footing." Oliver, ever the opportunist, seized the moment. "Wow, Victoria. The perfect daughter, not so perfect after all. I guess father didn't trust you as much as you thought." Victoria rounded on him, her composure barely holding. "Don't you dare. You've spent your whole life running from responsibility. You're no better than Frederick, scavenging for scraps." The argument escalated, voices overlapping as accusations and insults flew across the room. Edward, who had been nursing a glass of whiskey in the corner, chuckled darkly. "You're all pathetic," he muttered, drawing their attention. "Fighting over money like vultures over a carcass. Reginald knew exactly what he was doing, and you're playing right into his hands." In the midst of the chaos, Amelia slipped away unnoticed. She retreated to the library, her mind racing. Frederick's revelation had shown her just how far her family was willing to go to secure the inheritance. If she wanted to survive the game, she needed leverage of her own. She returned to the ledger she had found the night before, flipping through its pages for anything she might have missed. A single entry caught her eye, a reference to a sealed envelope hidden in Reginald's safe. The note included a cryptic phrase, "For the true heir." Her heart pounded as she realized this could be the key to everything. But where was the safe? And more importantly, who could she trust to help her find it? Meanwhile, Rachel confronted Frederick in the hallway, her expression steely. "You enjoyed that, didn't you?" she accused. Frederick didn't bother denying it. "Of course I did. Victoria needed to be taken down a peg. Besides, it's not like I lied." "You're playing with fire," Rachel warned. "Victoria won't let this go. And if you think exposing her makes you untouchable, you're wrong. She'll come after you with everything she's got." Frederick leaned closer, his grin unfaltering. "Let her try. The difference between us is, I have nothing to lose. Victoria? She's clinging to her reputation like it's the only thing keeping her afloat. That makes her predictable and easy to destroy." That evening, the storm outside mirrored the growing tempest within the manor. Victoria, furious and humiliated, locked herself in her room to plot her next move. Oliver, sensing an opportunity, decided to stir the pot further. He visited Amelia, pretending to offer guidance. "I'm not like the others," he said, his tone disarmingly sincere. "I don't care about the money. But you? You're the wild card here. No one sees you coming. If we work together, we could take them all down." Amelia hesitated, unsure if Oliver's offer was genuine or another ploy. But the look in his eyes held a flicker of truth, or perhaps desperation. As the night deepened, the cracks in the family's fragile truce widened. Betrayals, alliances, and secrets churned beneath the surface, each move calculated to outmaneuver the others. And yet, none of them knew that the game they were playing wasn't just Reginald's design. Someone else was pulling the strings, watching, waiting for the perfect moment to strike. The Armitage family had always been built on power and manipulation, but the inheritance game was turning them into something darker. And the stakes were about to rise. Chapter 6, Secrets in the Walls. The storm raged outside, battering the old manor with relentless winds and rain. Inside, the atmosphere was no less turbulent. The Armitage family, splintered by Frederick's revelation and their own festering resentments, retreated into their corners of the mansion, each scheming in silence. But in the shadows, the house itself seemed alive, its secrets waiting to be discovered. Amelia couldn't stop thinking about the cryptic entry in Reginald's ledger. For the true heir, her curiosity burned like a flame. She wandered the halls, hoping to find a clue, until her steps took her to the east wing, a part of the house that had been sealed off for years. Dust and cobwebs clung to the heavy oak door, but Amelia pushed it open, her heart pounding. The air inside was stale, carrying the faint scent of decay. The room beyond was a forgotten study, its furniture covered in sheets, its walls lined with books that hadn't been touched in decades. Amelia's eyes landed on an old painting hanging above the fireplace, a portrait of Reginald in his younger years. Something about the painting seemed off. She stepped closer, her gaze drawn to the ornate frame. It was too large for the canvas it held, as though it concealed something behind it. With trembling hands, Amelia tugged at the frame. It swung open on hidden hinges, revealing a small safe embedded in the wall. "What are you doing here?" Amelia whirled around, her heart leaping into her throat. Rachel stood in the doorway, her arms crossed and her expression unreadable. "I was just exploring," Amelia stammered, instinctively stepping in front of the safe to block Rachel's view. Rachel arched an eyebrow. "Exploring? Or searching for something?" Amelia hesitated, then decided to take a risk. "There's a safe behind this painting. I think it might have something to do with the will." Rachel's eyes narrowed as she stepped closer. "Did you find the code?" "No," Amelia admitted. "But if we work together, we might be able to figure it out." Rachel studied her for a long moment, then nodded. "Fine. But if you're lying to me, Amelia, I swear." "I'm not," Amelia interrupted, her voice firm. "We both know we can't trust the others. If we want to survive this game, we need to help each other." Rachel didn't respond, but she began examining the safe, her fingers tracing the worn edges of the dial. Elsewhere, Frederick sat in his room, savoring the chaos he had unleashed. Victoria's humiliation was a victory, but it wasn't enough. He needed more leverage, something that would ensure his win. As he sipped his drink, his thoughts turned to Edward. The old drunk was an easy target, and Frederick knew exactly how to exploit his weaknesses. He found Edward in the parlor, staring into a half-empty glass of whiskey. "Uncle Ed," Frederick said, his voice smooth as silk. "You look like you could use some company." Edward grunted, barely acknowledging him. Frederick took a seat across from him, leaning forward conspiratorially. "You know, you're the only one here who's ever been honest with me," Frederick said. "The others treat me like I'm some kind of villain, but you? You've always seen through their lies." Edward snorted. "Spare me the flattery, kid. What do you want?" Frederick's grin widened. "The same thing you want, to take them down. Victoria, Oliver, Rachel, they're all scheming against us. But together, we could outplay them. Think about it." Edward looked at him, his bloodshot eyes narrowing. "You think you can use me? I've been in this family long enough to know when I'm being played." "I'm not playing you," Frederick said, his tone earnest. "I'm offering you a chance to fight back. You deserve that, don't you?" Edward's gaze wavered, and Frederick knew he had planted the seed. Meanwhile, Victoria was already working to recover from Frederick's attack. She sat in her room, making calls to old allies and pulling strings. One call in particular yielded a piece of information that made her blood run cold. Frederick had been in contact with Reginald shortly before his death. "What the hell are you up to, Frederick?" Victoria muttered, her mind racing. By the time the storm eased, Amelia and Rachel had made progress. They discovered a faint engraving near the safe's dial, a series of numbers that seemed to correspond to dates in Reginald's journal. It was a breakthrough, but they still didn't know what the safe contained, or if they could trust each other when they opened it. As the first rays of dawn crept through the mansion's windows, the Armitage family prepared for another day of plotting and deception. Alliances were forming, but they were as fragile as glass, and every move brought them closer to the truth. But in the inheritance game, the truth could be deadlier than any lie. Chapter 7: The Storm Breaks. As dawn spilled its pale light across the Armitage estate, the house stirred with the restless energy of its occupants. The storm outside had passed, but inside, tensions churned stronger than ever. Breakfast was a cold, silent affair, each family member consumed by their own thoughts and schemes. Amelia and Rachel met in secret in the library, where the faint smell of old books and polished would mask the anxiety brewing between them. They had spent much of the previous night trying to crack the safe hidden behind the portrait in the east wing. Now they were close, painfully so, but uncertainty lingered. "If we open this and it's what I think it is," Amelia began, her voice low, "it could change everything." Rachel's lips pressed into a thin line. "Or it could make us bigger targets. If Victoria or Frederick find out, we'll be their first move." Amelia hesitated, then nodded. "We'll have to be careful. But if Father left this for the true heir, it might finally explain why he chose this game." Rachel didn't respond, but the flicker of doubt in her eyes suggested she wasn't as confident as Amelia. Together, they slipped back into the east wing, the mansion quiet save for the distant murmur of the others. Elsewhere, Frederick continued planting the seeds of his master plan. He sat in the sunroom with Edward, coaxing the older man into an uneasy alliance. "You've been the scapegoat of this family for years," Frederick said, his tone measured sympathetic. "Victoria blames you for her failings. Oliver mocks you. Even Rachel looks down on you. But I see your potential, Uncle Ed." Edward swirled his glass of whiskey, his gaze distant. "Potential," he muttered, a bitter smile tugging at his lips. "That's a nice way of saying has been, isn't it?" Frederick leaned forward, his voice dropping to a conspiratorial whisper. "It's not too late, Edward. You can still prove them all wrong. Imagine their faces when you come out on top. Not as the drunk uncle, but as the rightful heir." Edward's lips pressed into a thin line. He wanted to believe Frederick, but years of disappointment and betrayal had dulled his trust. Still, the idea of beating the others at their own game was tempting. "What's your angle, kid? Why help me?" Frederick's grin was wolfish. "Because I know you'll listen to reason. We both know Victoria and Oliver will cut us out the second they can. Rachel's no better, and Amelia? She's a wild card. But you and me? We've been on the outside looking in for too long. It's time we take what's ours." Edward took a long sip of his drink, his mind churning. Finally, he gave Frederick a nod. "All right, I'm in. But if you screw me over, you'll regret it." Frederick clapped him on the shoulder, his grin widening. "You won't regret this, Uncle Ed, trust me." Meanwhile, Victoria was in her room, poring over the information she had gathered. Her contact had confirmed Frederick's secret meeting with Reginald before his death, but the details were murky. She knew Frederick was dangerous, but this revelation suggested something more insidious. "What are you hiding, Frederick?" she muttered to herself, her nails tapping against the desk. She needed leverage, something to neutralize him before he gained more power. And she knew exactly where to start. Victoria called in a favor from one of Reginald's former security staff, a man who had access to the estate's old surveillance records. "Find out everything you can about Frederick's visit," she instructed. "Dates, times, conversations, anything." The man promised results within a day, and Victoria allowed herself a rare moment of satisfaction. "Your days of scheming are numbered, Frederick," she said under her breath. Amelia and Rachel, back in the east wing, stood before the safe, the faint numbers engraved near the dial their only clue. Rachel took the lead, carefully turning the dial based on the dates they had pieced together from Reginald's journal. The safe clicked open with a soft, metallic sound, and both women froze. Amelia's heart raced as Rachel slowly pulled the door open. Inside was a single envelope, sealed with Reginald's unmistakable wax crest. Rachel handed it to Amelia, her expression guarded. "Go ahead. This was your idea." Amelia's hands trembled as she broke the seal and unfolded the letter. The words inside were written in Reginald's precise, commanding handwriting. "Asterisk, to the one who dares to uncover the truth." If you are reading this, it means you have seen through the lies and found your way to the heart of my game. This inheritance was never about wealth. It was about proving who among you possesses the strength to lead, the courage to face betrayal, and the wisdom to uncover what others wish to hide. Within this house are truths that will shatter the foundations of our family. Some will fight to keep them buried. Others will kill to expose them. If you wish to claim your birthright, follow the clues I have left behind. But be warned, the path to the truth is dangerous. Trust no one. Asterisk. Amelia stared at the letter, her blood running cold. She handed it to Rachel, who read it in silence, her jaw tightening. "He knew we'd tear each other apart," Rachel said, her voice laced with anger. "This isn't an inheritance. It's a test." Amelia nodded, her mind racing. "We need to find the other clues. If we don't, someone else will. And they won't hesitate to use it against us." As the day wore on, the tension in the house reached a boiling point. The family gathered for dinner, their polite facades cracking under the weight of their mistrust. Accusations flew, tempers flared, and alliances shifted with every word spoken. But as they argued, none of them realized that the inheritance game was no longer just about money. The stakes were higher than ever, and Reginald's carefully laid plans were about to unravel secrets that could destroy them all. And in the shadows of the Armitage Manor, someone was already moving to ensure the truth remained buried, at any cost. Chapter 8, The First Casualty. The storm had passed, but the atmosphere inside Armitage Manor remained electric. Tensions crackled in every room as secrets simmered and alliances shifted. The family, already at odds, found themselves teetering on the edge of open conflict. But what none of them realized was that the game was about to claim its first victim, Amelia and Rachel. After uncovering Reginald's letter in the safe, Amelia and Rachel worked quietly, poring over his journal for more clues. The cryptic instructions in the letter pointed to something larger, something hidden in the mansion itself. "If he left this for the true heir," Amelia said, her voice barely above a whisper, "then why didn't he name them outright? Why make it a puzzle?" Rachel leaned back in her chair, frustration etched across her face. "Because he wanted to watch us tear each other apart. Reginald wasn't a father. He was a manipulator. This isn't a game. It's his last power play." Amelia nodded, but her thoughts were elsewhere. She couldn't shake the feeling that there was more to the letter, more to the journal. She turned a page and paused. There, scrawled in the margin, was a single word, solarium. "Rachel," Amelia said, holding up the journal. "Do you know where the solarium is?" Rachel frowned. "It's in the west wing." "Why?" "We need to check it out," Amelia said. "I think it's the next clue. Frederick and Edward." Frederick, emboldened by his alliance with Edward, began making more aggressive moves. His aim was simple: destabilize the others and push them out of the game. He started with Oliver. Catching Oliver alone in the drawing room, Frederick laid out his trap. "You know," he began casually, "Victoria's been awfully quiet since I exposed her little secret. Makes you wonder what she's planning next." Oliver raised an eyebrow, suspicion flickering in his eyes. "What are you getting at?" Frederick smirked. "I'm saying she's probably coming for you. She knows you're the biggest threat to her claim." Oliver laughed bitterly. "Please. Victoria's too predictable. She wouldn't dare." "Maybe," Frederick said, leaning closer. "But if I were you, I'd make the first move. After all, she's already shown she'll do whatever it takes to win." The seed of doubt planted, Frederick left Oliver to stew. He knew it wouldn't take much to turn Oliver against Victoria. And with the family at each other's throats, his own path to victory would be clear. Victoria, unaware of Frederick's manipulation, focused her efforts on uncovering his secret meeting with Reginald. Her contact finally delivered the information. Frederick had visited the manor 2 days before Reginald's death. The timing was too suspicious to ignore. "What were you up to, Frederick?" Victoria muttered as she reviewed the surveillance logs. There was no audio, but the footage showed Frederick entering Reginald's study late at night. He emerged hours later, his expression grim. Victoria's mind raced. If Frederick had influenced Reginald's will, it would change the entire game. She needed proof, and fast. The solarium. That evening, Amelia and Rachel made their way to the solarium. The room, bathed in moonlight, was a stark contrast to the rest of the dimly lit mansion. Overgrown plants spilled from cracked pots, their shadows twisting on the walls. "What are we looking for?" Rachel asked, her voice low. Amelia scanned the room, her eyes falling on an old cabinet in the corner. "There," she said, moving toward it. She opened the cabinet to reveal a small wooden box, its surface carved with intricate patterns. Rachel reached for it, but a noise stopped them both, a faint creak from the hallway outside. "Someone's coming," Amelia whispered, her heart pounding. Rachel closed the cabinet and motioned for Amelia to hide. They ducked behind a large planter as the door creaked open. Footsteps echoed softly on the tiled floor. Peering through the leaves, Amelia saw Frederick enter the room, his expression sharp and calculating. He moved straight to the cabinet, opening it and pulling out the box. Rachel tensed beside her, her fingers tightening around a shard of broken pottery she had picked up. But before she could act, Frederick turned and left, the box tucked under his arm. The first casualty. Later that night, a scream shattered the quiet of the mansion. The family rushed to the source of the sound, Edward's room. Inside, they found Edward slumped in his chair, a spilled bottle of whiskey at his feet. His face was pale, his eyes wide with shock. A half-empty glass sat on the table beside him, the liquid inside a suspicious shade of amber. Victoria knelt beside him, checking for a pulse. "He's dead," she said, her voice hollow. Frederick stood in the doorway, his expression unreadable. "Poison," he murmured. "Someone poisoned him." The room erupted into chaos. Accusations flew as the family turned on one another, each suspecting the other of murder. But in the midst of the shouting, Amelia noticed something Frederick had dropped, a torn piece of paper with the same ornate design as the box he had taken from the solarium. She picked it up discreetly, her mind racing. The inheritance game had claimed its first casualty, and the stakes were higher than ever. The question now wasn't just who would win, it was who would survive. Chapter 9. Threads of Deception. The death of Edward sent shockwaves through the Armitage family. The once simmering tensions boiled over into open hostility. The mansion, already a fortress of secrets, now felt like a prison. No one trusted anyone, and whispers of poison and betrayal followed every step. Amelia and Rachel reconvened in the library, the torn paper Amelia had found clutched tightly in her hand. The ornate design on the fragment matched the patterns on the wooden box Frederick had taken from the solarium. "This has to be connected to the inheritance," Amelia said, spreading the torn paper on the table. "It's not a coincidence he went straight for the box." Rachel nodded, her expression grim. "And now Edward's dead. If Frederick is willing to kill, we're running out of time." Amelia hesitated, then whispered, "We need to get that box." Rachel's lips tightened. "Easier said than done. Frederick's too smart to leave it unguarded." Amelia thought for a moment, then her eyes brightened. "He might be smart, but he's also arrogant. If we can distract him, I can search his room." Rachel leaned back, considering the plan. "And how do you propose we distract him?" Amelia hesitated before answering. "We'll need Oliver's help. Frederick." Frederick, for his part, was reveling in the chaos Edward's death had caused. He had anticipated accusations and suspicion, but the paranoia spreading through the family was beyond his expectations. He didn't poison Edward, though he was more than happy to let the others believe he had. The wooden box sat on his desk unopened. He had no intention of revealing its contents until he was certain of its value. For now, he kept it close, knowing it was a trump card he could play when the time was right. As he examined the box, a soft knock at his door interrupted him. He quickly locked it in a drawer before answering. Victoria stood in the hallway, her arms crossed. "What do you want?" Frederick asked, feigning irritation. "We need to talk," Victoria said, stepping inside without waiting for an invitation. "Edward's death changes things. This game is spiraling out of control, and if you think you're safe, you're wrong." Frederick smirked. "Worried about your position, Victoria? Or are you here to make a deal?" Victoria's jaw tightened, but she didn't rise to the bait. "I'm here to warn you. If you're behind this, you've made a mistake. The others might be too blind to see it, but I know how you operate." Frederick leaned against the desk, his grin never faltering. "I don't know what you're talking about, but it's cute that you think you can intimidate me." Victoria narrowed her eyes. "You're playing a dangerous game, Frederick. Don't underestimate me." Amelia and Oliver. Convincing Oliver to help wasn't easy. He was naturally skeptical, especially when Amelia revealed her plan to steal the box from Frederick. "Let me get this straight," Oliver said, pacing the library. "You want me to distract Frederick while you break into his room? Do you have any idea how reckless that is? Do you have a better idea?" Rachel shot back. "Frederick's ahead of all of us, and if we don't act now, he's going to win." Oliver hesitated, his hands on his hips. "What's in the box, anyway?" "We don't know," Amelia admitted. but it's important. It has to be, or Frederick wouldn't be guarding it so closely. Oliver sighed, running a hand through his hair. Fine. I'll do it. But if this backfires, it's on you. The plan in motion. That evening, Oliver cornered Frederick in the parlor, armed with a bottle of expensive whiskey he had pilfered from the liquor cabinet. Thought we could bury the hatchet, Oliver said, pouring two glasses. We're both smarter than the others, right? Maybe we should start working together. Frederick eyed him warily, but accepted the glass. What's your angle, Oliver? No angle, Oliver said, feigning nonchalance. I just figure you're the only one who can keep up with me. Besides, with Edward gone, things are getting serious. As Oliver kept Frederick occupied, Amelia and Rachel slipped into Frederick's room. The door was locked, but Rachel produced a hairpin, working the lock with surprising skill. Where did you learn to do that? Amelia whispered. Rachel smirked. Let's just say I've had practice. Inside, they searched quickly but quietly, knowing they didn't have much time. Amelia found the drawer where the box was hidden and carefully picked the lock. Her heart raced as she pulled it out and placed it on the bed. The box opened with a soft creak. Inside was a single piece of parchment, its edges yellowed with age. Amelia unfolded it, her breath catching as she read the words scrawled across the page. The air is not always of blood. Look where love and betrayal collide. Rachel frowned, peering over Amelia's shoulder. What does that mean? Amelia shook her head. I don't know, but it's another clue. We need to. The sound of footsteps in the hallway froze them both. Rachel quickly closed the box and returned it to the drawer as Amelia stuffed the parchment into her pocket. The door handle turned, and both women exchanged a panicked look. Their time had run out. Chapter 10, The Unseen Witness. The door creaked open, and Frederick stepped inside, his sharp eyes narrowing as he spotted Amelia and Rachel. His expression turned cold, and his voice was like ice. Well, well, he said, leaning casually against the doorframe. What exactly are you two doing in my room? Rachel stepped forward, her face a mask of calm. You left the door ajar, she lied smoothly. We were worried about you after everything that's happened. Thought you might need someone to talk to. Frederick's smirk returned, but his gaze lingered on the drawer where the box was hidden. And you decided to talk to me in here? Alone? Without knocking. Amelia tried to steady her breathing, her mind racing for an explanation. It's just with Edward's death, things are tense. We thought maybe we could figure out a way to calm everyone down. Frederick crossed the room, stopping inches from Amelia. He leaned in close, his eyes searching hers for any hint of deceit. You've got a lot of nerve, Amelia. You think you can outplay me? You're out of your depth. Amelia's hands clenched into fists, but she held his gaze. I'm not playing anything, Frederick. I just want to understand why Father put us through this. Frederick stared at her for a moment longer before stepping back. Get out, he said, his tone sharp. And stay out of my way. Both of you. Rachel grabbed Amelia's arm, pulling her toward the door. As they left, Amelia couldn't shake the feeling that Frederick knew more than he was letting on. Victoria's new discovery. Meanwhile, Victoria was piecing together another part of the puzzle. The surveillance log she had obtained showed Frederick leaving Reginald's study with a small notebook in hand. Her contact confirmed it was missing from the room when Reginald was found dead. So, you've been hiding something all along, Victoria muttered, her lips curving into a satisfied smile. Let's see how you handle being exposed. She began drafting an anonymous note to Rachel and Oliver, detailing Frederick's suspicious activities. If she could redirect their attention, she could buy herself time to act. Oliver's doubt. Oliver's conversation with Frederick left him uneasy. While he had played his part well, the confidence with which Frederick carried himself was unsettling. Back in his room, Oliver paced, replaying their interaction in his mind. He poured himself a drink, his hands shaking slightly. This is getting out of control, he muttered to himself. Everyone's a suspect, and I don't even know what we're fighting for anymore. His thoughts turned to Amelia. Despite her inexperience, she had a determination that intrigued him. Perhaps she was the key to unraveling this mess, or at least to ensuring he wasn't the next casualty. The hidden parchment. In the quiet of her room, Amelia unfolded the parchment she had taken from Frederick's box. The cryptic message swirled in her mind. The air is not always of blood. Look where love and betrayal collide. Rachel sat across from her, her arms crossed. What do you think it means? Amelia shook her head. I don't know. But if Father's games are any indication, it's not going to be straightforward. Rachel frowned. Love and betrayal. That could mean anything in this family. Reginald wasn't exactly a romantic. Amelia's gaze drifted to a painting on the wall. One of Reginald's first wife, Eleanor. She had died under mysterious circumstances years ago, and the family rarely spoke of her. What if it's about Eleanor? Amelia said suddenly. She was the only person Father ever seemed to care about, but her death was shrouded in secrecy. Rachel's eyes narrowed. If that's true, then this clue could be pointing us to something from that time. Something he wanted hidden. Amelia nodded. We need to find out more about Eleanor. Maybe the answer to this whole game lies in her story. The Silent Observer. Unbeknownst to them, someone had been watching their every move. A shadow moved silently down the hallway as Amelia and Rachel continued their conversation. The figure paused outside their door, listening intently before slipping away into the darkness. The mansion, it seemed, had eyes and ears in every corner. And as the inheritance game unfolded, the unseen observer ensured that no secret would remain hidden for long. Chapter 11. The Ghost of Eleanor. The name Eleanor Armitage lingered like a specter in Amelia's mind. The first wife of Reginald Armitage, Eleanor had been a shadowy figure in the family's history, her death sparking whispers of scandal and betrayal that had never been fully addressed. If Reginald's cryptic message hinted at love and betrayal, it seemed logical that Eleanor's story was key to unlocking the inheritance game. Amelia and Rachel's search. The next morning, Amelia and Rachel returned to the library, determined to learn more about Eleanor. They combed through old family records, photo albums, and journals, searching for any mention of her. Amelia pulled an aged photograph from one of the albums, her fingers trembling slightly. It showed a young Reginald and Eleanor standing in front of the manor, their smiles bright, but their eyes unreadable. Behind them, almost hidden in shadow, was a third figure, someone Amelia didn't recognize. "Who's that?" Amelia asked, holding up the photo. Rachel peered at it, her brow furrowing. "I don't know. Maybe one of Reginald's associates? Or a family friend?" Amelia shook her head. "There's something off about this. Why would Father keep this photo if it didn't mean something?" They turned the photo over. Scrawled in faded ink were the words, "Eleanor, Reginald, and Elsie, spring 1978. Rachel's expression darkened. "Elsie? Who could that be?" Amelia's mind raced. "We need to find out. This could be the betrayal Father was talking about. Victoria's trap." Meanwhile, Victoria was implementing her next move. She had sent the anonymous notes to Rachel and Oliver, implicating Frederick in Edward's death and suggesting that he had tampered with Reginald's will. She knew it would sow discord, forcing them to turn their attention away from her and onto Frederick. Victoria watched from the shadows as Rachel confronted Oliver in the drawing room, the note clutched in her hand. "Did you get this?" Rachel demanded, waving the paper. "It says Frederick's been hiding things from us. Things that could explain all of this." Oliver nodded, his jaw tight. "Yeah, I got one too. If it's true, we can't let him keep the upper hand." Rachel crossed her arms. "We need to confront him. Together. If he's responsible for Edward's death, we can't let him get away with it." Victoria smirked to herself. The pieces were falling into place. With Rachel and Oliver focused on Frederick, she would have time to pursue her own leads. Frederick's suspicion. Frederick, however, was not as oblivious as Victoria believed. He had noticed the shifting dynamics among the family and sensed that something was brewing against him. He decided to tighten his control over the situation. That evening, Frederick approached Amelia in the hallway, his expression unreadable. "You've been awfully quiet lately," he said, his tone casual but laced with suspicion. "Found anything interesting?" Amelia forced a smile, trying to keep her nerves in check. "Just trying to stay out of everyone's way. This whole thing is overwhelming." Frederick studied her for a moment, then leaned in closer. "Overwhelming? Or are you hiding something?" Amelia's heart raced, but she held her ground. "I'm not hiding anything." "Are you?" Frederick's smirk returned, but it didn't reach his eyes. "Careful, Amelia. This game isn't for the faint of heart. And if you're not careful, you might not like what you find. The secret door." Later that night, Amelia and Rachel followed a new lead. The journal they had found earlier mentioned a hidden passage connected to the East Wing, where Eleanor had spent much of her time. Armed with flashlights, they searched the walls of an unused bedroom until Rachel's fingers brushed against a loose panel. "Got it," she whispered, pressing against the panel. A section of the wall slid open, revealing a narrow staircase descending into darkness. Amelia hesitated, her flashlight trembling in her hand. "What do you think is down there?" Rachel's jaw tightened. Only one way to find out. They descended the staircase, the air growing colder with every step. At the bottom, they found a small, dusty room filled with old furniture, faded photographs, and a locked chest. Amelia's flashlight caught something carved into the wall, a heart with the initials Ye plus LC. "It's her," Amelia said softly. "And whoever Elsie was." Rachel knelt beside the chest, examining the lock. "We need to get this open. Whatever's inside, it's important." The observer strikes. Unbeknownst to them, someone else had followed them into the hidden passage. As Amelia and Rachel worked on the chest, a shadow moved silently in the background. A gloved hand reached for the flashlight Amelia had set on the ground, plunging the room into darkness. Rachel cursed, fumbling for her own light. "What the hell?" A sudden noise, a scuffle, the scrape of shoes on stone, made both women freeze. When Amelia's flashlight flickered back on, the chest was gone, and so was the intruder. "They took it," Amelia said, her voice shaking. "Whoever it was, they took the chest." Rachel's eyes narrowed, her fists clenching. This isn't a game anymore. Someone's willing to do anything to win. As they hurried back up the stairs, the weight of the inheritance game pressed down on them. They weren't just unraveling a mystery. They were uncovering something dangerous, something that could destroy them all. Chapter 12, A Web of Lies. The next morning brought no relief to the suffocating tension in Armitage Manor. The family gathered in the dining room for breakfast, though none of them ate. The chest, stolen from the hidden passage, loomed large in Amelia and Rachel's minds, but neither dared mention it yet. They scanned the room, their eyes flicking from face to face, trying to discern who might have taken it. Frederick, as always, looked smug, sipping his coffee with an air of detachment. Oliver appeared restless, drumming his fingers on the table. Victoria's usual composure was intact, but a sharpness in her gaze suggested she was calculating her next move. The confrontation. Rachel finally broke the silence, her voice cutting through the heavy air. "We need to talk about Edward." The room fell silent as everyone turned to her. Frederick raised an eyebrow, his grin widening. "What's there to talk about?" Frederick said lazily. "He's dead." "Tragic, yes, but hardly surprising." Rachel's eyes narrowed. "He didn't just die. He was poisoned. And I'm willing to bet someone in this room knows exactly how it happened." Frederick chuckled, leaning back in his chair. "Accusations, Rachel? How very predictable. Let me guess, you think it was me?" "You had the most to gain," Oliver said, his voice sharp. "Edward was an easy target, and his death threw us all into chaos." "You thrive in chaos, don't you, Frederick?" Frederick shrugged, unbothered by the accusation. "You give me too much credit. Edward drank like a fish. It's not my fault he couldn't handle his liquor." Victoria, who had been silent until now, spoke up. "Whether or not Frederick was involved, we need to focus on the bigger picture. This game isn't just about money, it's about power. Reginald wanted to see who could manipulate their way to the top, and he's getting exactly what he wanted." Her words hung in the air, a reminder that their father's influence reached beyond the grave. Amelia and Rachel's pact. After breakfast, Amelia pulled Rachel aside, her voice urgent. "We can't keep this to ourselves anymore. That chest had something important in it, and now it's gone." Rachel nodded, her frustration evident. "Someone's one step ahead of us. But we don't know who. Frederick's the obvious choice, but Victoria's just as ruthless, and Oliver would do anything to win." Amelia bit her lip. "What if it's more than one of them? What if they're working together?" Rachel frowned. "It's possible, but unlikely. There's too much distrust in this family. No one's loyal to anyone but themselves." Amelia took a deep breath. "Then we need to stay ahead of them. If we can figure out who LC is, we might be able to unravel the rest of this. Victoria's discovery." Meanwhile, Victoria continued her investigation into Frederick's movements. Her contact had provided her with a detailed account of Frederick's meeting with Reginald, including a startling revelation. Frederick had been given a notebook containing key details about the inheritance. Armed with this information, Victoria confronted Frederick in the study. "You're hiding something," she said, her tone icy. "You met with Father before his death, and he gave you something, a notebook. What's in it?" Frederick smirked, clearly enjoying her frustration. "Wouldn't you like to know?" Victoria stepped closer, her eyes narrowing. "If you think you can win this game by playing coy, you're mistaken. Whatever you're hiding, I'll find it. And when I do, you'll regret underestimating me." Frederick's grin faded slightly, but he didn't respond. Instead, he turned and walked away, leaving Victoria seething. The solarium revisited. Amelia and Rachel returned to the solarium that evening, hoping to find another clue. The room felt different now, as though the shadows themselves were watching them. They searched every corner, but nothing stood out, until Amelia noticed a faint inscription on the underside of a table. "Rachel, look," she said, pointing to the engraving. It read, "Where Eleanor last stood." Rachel frowned. "What does that mean?" Amelia's mind raced. "There's a balcony in the west wing. I remember seeing an old photo of Eleanor standing there. Maybe that's what this is referring to." Rachel nodded. "Then we need to check it out. Tonight." The balcony. Under the cover of darkness, Amelia and Rachel crept to the west wing balcony. The night air was cool, the stars obscured by thick clouds. The balcony was empty, save for a worn stone planter and a small metal box tucked into its base. Amelia crouched down, pulling the box free. It was old and rusted, but still intact. She opened it to reveal a stack of letters tied with a faded ribbon. Rachel took one of the letters, unfolding it carefully. The handwriting was Eleanor's, and the words sent a chill down her spine. "Asterisk, dearest Elsie. I cannot continue living this way. Reginald suspects us, and if he learns the truth, I fear what he might do. You were my one escape, my one moment of happiness in a life of lies. I only hope that one day, you will forgive me for what I must do next. Asterisk." Amelia's voice shook as she read over Rachel's shoulder. She was having an affair. Rachel nodded, her expression grim. "And Reginald found out. That's the betrayal he was talking about." Amelia's heart raced. "We need to figure out who Elsie is. If Reginald killed Eleanor because of this, it changes everything." The observer strikes again. As they descended the balcony stairs, clutching the letters, they felt a presence behind them. Amelia turned just in time to see a shadow dart into the darkness. Rachel hissed, "We're being followed." They broke into a run, clutching the letters tightly. Whoever was watching them was no longer content to stay in the shadows. The inheritance game was no longer just about manipulation. It was about survival. Chapter 13: The Hunter and the Hunted. Amelia and Rachel ran through the dimly lit halls of Armitage Manor, their footsteps echoing in the oppressive silence. The letters, now clutched tightly in Amelia's hands, felt like evidence of something far darker than they had anticipated. They didn't dare look back, but the sound of soft, measured steps behind them told them they were being followed. "This way," Rachel whispered, pulling Amelia toward a hidden alcove near the library. They ducked behind a heavy tapestry, their breaths shallow as they listened. The footsteps slowed, pausing near their hiding spot. Amelia's heart pounded in her chest, and she held her breath, praying they wouldn't be discovered. The shadow lingered for a moment before moving on, the footsteps fading into the distance. Amelia exhaled shakily, her grip on the letters tightening. "Whoever that was," Rachel said, her voice low, "they know what we have. We're not safe anymore." Victoria's accusation. Elsewhere in the manor, Victoria was laying her trap. Armed with the knowledge of Frederick's meeting with Reginald, she decided to confront the others. She gathered them in the study, her demeanor icy and controlled. "It's time we address the elephant in the room," she said, her gaze locking onto Frederick. "Edward didn't die by accident, and we all know it." Frederick's smirk faltered, but he quickly recovered. "Careful, Victoria. Throwing around accusations without proof can backfire." Victoria crossed her arms. "I don't need proof to see what's right in front of me. You met with Father before his death. You knew about the inheritance game before the rest of us, and now Edward is dead. You've been playing us from the start." Oliver, who had been nursing a drink in the corner, looked up sharply. "Is that true, Frederick? Did you meet with Reginald?" Frederick's eyes flicked between them, his smirk replaced by a hard edge. "What if I did? That doesn't mean I killed Edward. For all we know, it was one of you trying to thin the competition." The room erupted into chaos, accusations flying as the family turned on each other. Victoria watched with satisfaction, knowing she had successfully shifted the focus onto Frederick. The letter's revelation. In the safety of Amelia's room, she and Rachel finally examined the letters in detail. Each one painted a vivid picture of Eleanor's affair with Elsie, revealing a love story laced with danger and betrayal. One letter stood out among the rest, dated just days before Eleanor's death. Asterisk L.C. "Reginald knows. He confronted me last night, his anger unlike anything I've ever seen. He threatened to destroy you, to ruin your life if I didn't end things with you. But I can't. I won't. If you're reading this, it means I've made my decision. No matter what happens, know that I loved you." Asterisk. Amelia's hands shook as she read the words. He killed her, she whispered. Father killed Eleanor. Rachel frowned, pacing the room. If that's true, it changes everything. This wasn't just an inheritance game. It was a way for Reginald to expose his own sins. But why now? Why not let it die with him? Amelia shook her head, her mind racing. Maybe he wanted someone to find the truth. Maybe this game isn't about the money at all. It's about justice. Rachel's jaw tightened. Then we need to find out who Elsie was. If Reginald killed Eleanor, he must have gone after Elsie too. Frederick's secret weapon. Frederick, meanwhile, was preparing his next move. He had retrieved the chest from the hidden passage, its contents now his leverage. Inside, he had found not only Eleanor's letters but also a journal, a record of Reginald's suspicions and plans to uncover the affair. Flipping through the pages, Frederick grinned. So, the great Reginald Armitage wasn't as untouchable as he wanted us to believe. He found an entry dated a month before Eleanor's death. I confronted Eleanor about her betrayal. She denied it at first, but her eyes gave her away. Elsie is a fool to think I wouldn't find out. I'll make them both pay, one way or another. This family will not be humiliated by their weakness. Frederick snapped the journal shut. Well, well. Looks like I hold all the cards now. A deadly game. As night fell, the atmosphere in the manor grew heavier. The family was on edge, each of them sensing that the game was approaching its climax. Amelia and Rachel decided to confront the others with what they had learned, hoping to force the truth into the open. They gathered everyone in the drawing room, the tension palpable. Amelia stepped forward, clutching the letters. We found something in the solarium, she began, her voice steady despite her nerves. Letters from Eleanor to someone she called Elsie, they proved she was having an affair, and that Reginald knew. Frederick's expression darkened, but he said nothing. Victoria's eyes narrowed, and Oliver leaned forward, his interest piqued. Why does this matter? Oliver asked. Eleanor's been dead for decades. What does her affair have to do with the inheritance? Rachel answered, her voice sharp. Because Reginald killed her. And this game was his way of confessing, or at least forcing someone to expose the truth. The room erupted into chaos once again, voices overlapping as accusations flew. But before anyone could make a move, the lights flickered and went out, plunging the room into darkness. A single scream pierced the air, followed by the sound of something, or someone, crashing to the floor. When the lights flickered back on, Frederick was sprawled on the ground, blood pooling beneath him. His eyes stared blankly at the ceiling, and the journal lay open beside him. The inheritance game had claimed its second victim, and the true stakes were finally clear. This wasn't just about money or power, it was about survival. Chapter 14, A Killer Among Us. The room was frozen in shock as the family stared at Frederick's lifeless body. Blood seeped into the ornate rug, and the open journal beside him seemed to taunt them with its revelations. Amelia clutched Rachel's arm, her mind racing. This wasn't an accident, Victoria said, her voice cutting through the stunned silence. She stepped forward, her gaze sweeping across the room. One of us did this. No kidding, Oliver muttered, his voice shaking. We're trapped in this house with a murderer. Rachel knelt beside Frederick's body, careful not to touch the blood. She examined the wound, clean, precise, as though the killer had planned it. It was a knife, she said. The kind you'd find in the kitchen. Amelia's eyes widened. Someone planned this. They must have turned off the lights to cover their attack. Or to grab the journal, Victoria said, pointing to the bloodied pages near Frederick's hand. Whoever did this wanted what he found. The room fell silent again as each person processed the implications. Suspicion hung heavy in the air, each of them wondering if they could trust anyone else. Amelia's resolve. After the body was moved and the others dispersed, Amelia sat in her room, staring at Eleanor's letters. Her hands trembled, but not from fear. Something inside her had shifted. Frederick's death wasn't just a sign that the stakes were higher. It was a call to action. Rachel entered the room quietly, closing the door behind her. What now? She asked. Amelia set the letters down, her expression grim. We can't run from this. Whoever killed Frederick is trying to bury the truth, and we need to find out who it is. Rachel crossed her arms. And if the killer comes for us next? Amelia met her gaze, determination hardening her voice. Then we fight back. Victoria's maneuver. Victoria, meanwhile, was already strategizing her next move. She had examined the journal briefly before it was taken away and had noted one crucial detail. Eleanor's affair with Elsie had been more than a romantic scandal. It had threatened Reginald's empire. Victoria paced her room, piecing together the clues. If Elsie was someone tied to the family's business, their identity could unravel everything Reginald had built. And now, the killer was trying to protect that secret. She decided to approach Oliver, her reluctant ally. "We need to talk," she said, cornering him in the parlor. Oliver sighed, swirling the drink in his hand. "Let me guess. You think I'm the killer?" Victoria's lips curled into a thin smile. "If I thought that, you'd already be in the study with the police on their way. No, I think you're as desperate as I am to get out of this alive. And that means we need to work together." Oliver raised an eyebrow. "Why me?" "Because you hate this game as much as I do. And because if we don't figure out who's behind this, we're both targets." After a moment's hesitation, Oliver nodded. "Fine. But if you're lying to me, Vic." "I'm not," Victoria interrupted. "Let's start with Frederick's journal. It might still have something useful. The missing pages." Amelia and Rachel returned to the library that evening, hoping to find more clues about Elsie. But as they searched, Amelia noticed something strange in Reginald's ledger. Several pages had been torn out. "These were here before," Amelia said, frowning. "Why would someone take them now?" Rachel's jaw tightened. "The same reason they killed Frederick. Whatever was on those pages, it was dangerous enough to die for." Amelia ran her fingers over the jagged edges where the pages had been ripped. "If we can figure out what was written here, we might be able to find the killer and finish this game," the hunter revealed. As the night deepened, the family convened once again in the drawing room. The tension was palpable, each of them carrying the weight of their suspicions. Amelia stepped forward, clutching Eleanor's letters. "We know who Elsie is," she said, her voice steady despite her fear. "They were someone close to Eleanor and to Reginald. Whoever they are, they're the reason she died." Victoria's eyes narrowed. "And you think they're still in this house?" Amelia nodded. "I think they're closer than we realize. And I think they're the one who killed Frederick." The room fell silent, everyone exchanging wary glances. Then a slow clap echoed from the corner of the room. Frederick's killer stepped into the light, their face calm, almost amused. "Very clever, Amelia. But you're only half right. Elsie wasn't just close to Eleanor. They were the reason this game exists in the first place." Amelia's heart raced as the truth began to unravel. The inheritance game had never been about money or power. It had been a carefully orchestrated dance of deception, with secrets buried so deep they were worth killing for. And now, the hunter was ready to make their final move. Chapter 15, The Final Betrayal. The killer stepped forward, their calm demeanor chilling in its precision. It was Rachel. Amelia's breath caught, her mind reeling. "You," she whispered, disbelief etched across her face. Rachel's expression softened, almost pitying. "I didn't want it to come to this, Amelia. But you left me no choice." The room was silent as the others tried to process the revelation. Victoria stood frozen, her sharp mind working to make sense of this twist, while Oliver's jaw tightened, his fists clenching at his sides. "The truth about Eleanor." Rachel gestured toward the letters still clutched in Amelia's trembling hands. "Those letters? They're part of the story, but not all of it. Eleanor was my mother." Amelia's eyes widened. "What? That's not possible. Father never. Never told you?" Rachel interrupted, her voice hardening. "Of course he didn't. He wanted to erase her, to erase me. But Eleanor's affair with Elsie wasn't the betrayal he couldn't forgive. It was the fact that I existed, the child she had with another man." Victoria's voice was ice. "So, you killed Frederick because of some long-lost grudge? That's pathetic." Rachel turned on her, her eyes flashing with anger. "Frederick found the truth. He was going to use it to destroy me, to take the inheritance for himself. I couldn't let that happen." Reginald's plan revealed. Amelia's mind raced, the pieces of the puzzle finally falling into place. "That's why Father set up this game. He knew about you, about Eleanor's affair, and he wanted the truth to come out. This wasn't just a test of manipulation. It was a way to force us to confront his sins." Rachel laughed bitterly. "You think this was about justice?" "No, Amelia. This was about control. Even in death, Reginald wanted to pull the strings. He didn't care about me, about you, about anyone. He just wanted to watch us destroy each other. The final confrontation." Oliver stepped forward, his voice shaking with anger. "You killed Frederick to protect yourself. What's stopping you from killing the rest of us?" Rachel's gaze flicked to him, and for a moment, something like regret crossed her face. I don't want to hurt anyone else. But if you force my hand, I won't hesitate. Victoria took a step closer, her eyes narrowing. You've already gone too far. You think you can walk away from this unscathed? There's no way out for you, Rachel. Not this time. Amelia, her fear giving way to determination, held up the letters. This is your proof, isn't it? The letters, the journal, everything points to you. But you can still stop this. You don't have to let Father's game destroy you too. Rachel hesitated, her facade cracking for the first time. Do you think he gave me a choice? My entire life has been defined by his lies, his manipulations. I didn't want this. The hunter becomes the hunted. Before Rachel could say more, the sound of approaching sirens pierced the tense silence. Victoria smirked, holding up her phone. Did you really think we'd let this end without calling the authorities? They'll be here any second, and your little game will be over. Rachel's expression turned cold. You think the truth ends with me? You're wrong. This family is rotten to its core. Reginald might have been the puppet master, but every one of you has blood on your hands. As the sirens grew louder, Rachel stepped back, her hands trembling. If I go down, I'm taking all of you with me. A legacy of ruin. The police arrived moments later, storming the mansion and taking Rachel into custody. She didn't resist, her eyes hollow as she was led away. The rest of the family stood in stunned silence, the weight of the night pressing down on them. Victoria broke the silence first, her voice cold. So much for the inheritance. Reginald's final gift, a legacy of betrayal. Amelia stared at the letters in her hands, her heart heavy. It wasn't just about money. It was about forcing us to see the truth, for better or worse. Oliver sighed, running a hand through his hair. And now? What do we do now? Amelia looked up, her eyes filled with a quiet resolve. We move on. We break the cycle. Reginald may have controlled our past, but he doesn't own our future. Epilogue. Months later, the Armitage Manor stood empty, its halls silent for the first time in decades. The family had gone their separate ways, each grappling with the fallout of the inheritance game in their own way. Amelia, now the reluctant keeper of Reginald's secrets, had chosen to burn the letters and the journal. Some truths, she realized, were better left buried. As the flames consumed the evidence of Eleanor's love and betrayal, Amelia whispered a quiet promise to herself. This ends here. No more lies. No more games. The Armitage legacy had crumbled, but in its ashes, Amelia hoped to find something new, a life untainted by the sins of the past.